And our community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Dylan Everett this morning. Primarily, we'll talk about the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, but we may touch on some other arts organizations along the way. First of all, Dylan, thank you so much for a little bit of time this morning.
Bartlesville time.
It really was. And we have so many arts organizations that are part of what make Bartlesville special. And I think for all of them and the individual performers and members of each organization that kind of said, yeah, if we want to come together and do something special for Bartlesville at Christmas time, it just, I think, worked out so well.
It was fun. And, you know, it really did surprise me to have live animals. And, you know, it was a cute show. And, you know, watch out, Branson. That was the
yeah.
So it was a good show. It was similar to the Branson show. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not sure we're ready to challenge Jonah yet, but that's just because they have more space for live animals than we do. But it was a good show nonetheless.
Speaking of Jonah, I was over right after Thanksgiving. I went to Branson and took several of my students from Everett Music Studio over. And we opened up for six different shows. And while I was there, I got to see one of our Bartlesvillians who is now, she is a lighting tech for Jonah. And I don't know, Kyla Radiker. And we just had so much fun. What a great opportunity for her to get over there and be a part of something so wonderful. It's a great show.
Well, we seem to be producing lighting show guys for Branson. Of course, a K1 connection, Mike Sauter's son, Paul, also does lighting over at Silver Dollar City. So we've produced some technical theater people that are doing well in Branson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and then Sherry Gray from the BCC, he's up there in the lighting business in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. We have a lot of neat talent right here in Bartlesville to get some tremendous opportunities. And I don't know if you've heard the news with my niece, Kennedy Coggle. She just got signed a contract with The Great Comet, a new Broadway musical.
I did see that on Facebook. Congratulations to the family. That's great.
Yeah, we're excited. I guess I'll have somewhere new to go between Christmas and New Year's. So, but tonight, Charlie, I wanted to tell you real quick, we are doing at the right here at Woola Rock, we're doing a big event, a big concert in the Heritage Hall. Everett Music Studios is putting on our Christmas show at Woola Rock, if any of your listeners would like to come out and hear some more Christmas music in this cold 17-degree weather, if they want to come out, we're going to have a big show tonight.
Well, it could be worse. We could. The overnight low for Sunday is forecast to be 4 degrees, so we'll count our blessings for 17 and move on, okay?
Well, anyway, I think Bartlesville is known for raising some really incredible talent, which brings me to talk to you about what the symphony is doing. We just finished our applications on the 9th for our young artist competition that is coming up January 15th. It'll be held at Oklahoma Wesleyan. It's open to the public at 3 p.m., and people can come in and hear some really unique vocal talent. This year we're adding a vocal contest where the students will have the opportunity to present different arias and be judged. And if they win, they have an opportunity to perform with the symphony at our March concert. And then we have a second part to that, of course, which will be the instrumentalist. And their music is a lot longer, so instead of doing an aria, they'll have, you know, a 15-minute piece that they will compete in. We have 10 contestants for this concert, so that will be a neat competition concert that we want to open up to all your listeners.
Well, and that, I think, is just an outstanding thing that the symphony has done over the years, one of the several outreach efforts that go back decades, just developing local musical talent, whether it's instrumentalists, whether a string instrument or a wind instrument, either way, and also fairly recently adding vocalists to the competition as well. I think it's wonderful you're recognizing young talent and giving them an opportunity to move forward if they choose to, whether it's a career in music or simply developing those talents but using them some other way.
Well, and you know, you're totally right. I'd be using them in any way that they want to do, but I think this gives them an outlet to go to that next level. And this competition is really stiff competition. Last year, you know, we could have picked any one of the contestants to play with the symphony, and it was a really tough. But we have some professional judges that our maestro picks, and our team picks some judges, and we bring them into town, and the students have an opportunity to perform, and we're really excited about it. So this year, their prizes have always been $250. Well, we have been able to raise that. The team has gotten some more donations, and now it'll be $500 a piece to play. So it's like they're getting paid to play with the symphony. So it's an opportunity, plus they get a little prize money as well.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And if you that first experience in to front an orchestra, or for that matter, a band, it's just one of those things that helps them get rid of some butterflies later on in their career, because, well, they've passed that hurdle already, but also just an opportunity to perform in front of hopefully a very friendly hometown crowd.
Well, you know, two of the winners, I mean, there's been many winners. I mean, with 60 years of the symphony coming up, next year we're going to do a whole scenario of, you know, where are they now type thing, or where are the young artists and what are they doing? And of course, I'm familiar with my two nieces who were young artist winners when they were here, mm-hmm. two vocalists, Caitlin and Brittany, and they both, Caitlin and Kennedy, they both went on to do Broadway shows.
Right.
But last, was it June, that was the final concert for the OK Mozart, they came back and were able to do the symphony. And they said that experience as a young artist really prepared them for the rest of their career. So, you know, that's another opportunity that these students get to see, is if they do become professionals, it sets them up with having that type of experience to become professional, maybe use that again later.
Well, yeah, and whether they are professional performers or whether they go on to teach and have a side career as a state legislator or whatever they might be doing.
Right, with Travis, you're right. Travis, he's the perfect example, who's won it twice, as you guys probably read in one of the magazines, the Bartlesville magazine. They did a great article on him, so yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even want to start naming names, because they're just, you know, like you said, 70 years of the symphony. That's a long time to go back and say, no, I don't even recognize that name at all, but let's give them credit because they won and move on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, this is
anyway, it's a wonderful town to be a part of, Bartlesville. This is going to be my 10th year, Charlie. We moved up here January of 2007. 2017 will be my 10th year of being a part of just a wonderful town that offers such incredible arts to everyone, from patrons to players to musicians to just all the business people here in town, and, you know, real estate agents can even say, hey, well, look what Bartlesville has, and, you know, all the big companies can say, look what we provide, and that's really everybody all tying together to continue the growth of all the arts in town.
Well, it is. And when you come out on stage, usually at the beginning, but I have seen you come out occasionally after the intermission, and just, you know, give credit to the sponsors of your concerts or special events, like maybe a reception after or something like that. It is a large, contribution for the business community to sponsor, whether it's a symphony or an OK Mozart concert or a choral society or children's musical theater or any other things, because the arts community and our nonprofit world in general just depend on those sponsorships by local businesses to allow them to do what they do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It takes everybody.
It does. Speaking of sponsors, yeah. I'm going to give ours a little bit of credit, and we will wrap this up in just a moment with Dylan Everett, and again invite you to the Young Artist Competition Concert coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And again, spending just a few moments with DeLynn Everett. DeLynn, the Young Artist Competition, again, you say that the performances will take place at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, right?
Correct. It is January the 15th at 3 p.m., and we would love for everyone to come out and watch and to see who's going to be our special artist. They will perform on March 25th with the symphony. So again, January 15th at 3 p.m. And if anyone would like to hear some great Christmas music, come out to Little Rock, Little Rock this evening at from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Heritage Hall.
Okay, well, there's plenty of things to see and do in and around our area. And then you probably don't have the dates of the other performances, but I know that the symphony has dates in 2017, kind of wrapping up your season near the end of spring. And you've had a great season
far. Oh, yeah. February 11th, we have our Love on Stage is back again. That was our most popular concert last year for Valentine's. So on February 11th, we'd love for them to come. And then March 25th, the Young Artists. Along with It's Spanish Fire, we have Jennifer Kim, who is a guitarist, a world-renowned. She's also a very young artist, but she is fantastic. She's on March 25th. And then on Cinco de Mayo, we have the Rat Pack. So May 6th, but close enough. The Rat Pack for all of those people who like the popular-type symphony. So.
Well, and that's something that I try to credit Lauren with whenever that you or he are on the air. It's not the stereotypically stuffy concert. You manage to hit the symphonic repertoire that people, I think, expect from a symphony orchestra. But, of course, you've got other things like the Young Artist Competition, the Pops concert, and playing something that we wouldn't expect, maybe because it's a Beatles-themed concert as far as symphony. He plays McCartney or something like that. So you're hitting a little bit of everything for us.
He is really interesting. I tell you, he does keep it flowing. And if any of you have not been to a symphony concert, you need to come to hear him at Upbeat. It's a free opportunity for him before the concert. He talks all about what you're going to hear, and it's very educational. It makes the whole symphony process even easier for the newbies. So come to the community hall at the Bartlesville Community Center at 6:30 and hear Lauren speak about the music that you're going to hear that evening.
And
I want to invite you to that as well.
Sure, and tickets for all of those performances are available. I'm not sure about the one at Oklahoma Wesleyan, but at the symphony, tickets are available generally at the community center's website or at the community center box office, right?
Correct. And the one at the Wesleyan, it's free. It's a free concert. It's just the competition, so we just want people to come out and hear the incredible talent we have here in Bartlesville, so that's totally free.
Well, come out and celebrate, again, let's see, January 15th, that would be Ben Franklin's birthday, I believe, so come out and celebrate January 15th and do it with music at Oklahoma Wesleyan. But again, your group is performing tonight at Woola Rock, and again, Bob Frazier, I'm sure, would say, come on out to Woola Rock and celebrate Christmas with Woola Rock.
Thank you, Charlie. Listen, if I don't get a chance to see you, have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. DeLynn Everett with us this morning on AM 1400 K1 and a community connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and also by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville. 17 degrees. We'll check the forecast coming up in just a moment. Your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away coming up at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock at 1400 K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News. I'm Randy Renner.